the bed you made for me.
And did you tell her she was sleeping?
Torn down, and the songs you always sang to me, oh, as I fall asleep, did they sound the same to her in the bed you made for me?
And did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me?
Did she light my satin sheets, and did you sing her to sleep?
And my pillow that she slept on didn't bring her sweet dreams.
Did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? Their headboard.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's pardoned almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders, saying he's issued more pardons and commutations than any other president in history. He and his successor may not be enforcing a new law that's set to take effect, the ban on TikTok. That's even if the Supreme Court upholds the law.
Now, the Biden and Trump administrations, who both supported the ban in the past, appear to be looking for ways to stop the shutdown. Biden's White House saying it won't enforce the ban, and Trump now considering an executive order to try to circumvent the law.
To ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, another Senate hearing today for a cabinet nominee. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is the choice for Homeland Security Secretary. The Israeli cabinet meeting and could vote to ratify the ceasefire deal with Hamas, while in Southern California, lower fire risk is expected through the weekend, but the threat is not over. The death toll from the fires now at 27 people. This is ABC News. His filmmaking style earned him a word in the Oxford Dictionary, Lynchian. Hollywood's remembering David Lynch, who died at the age of 78.
With his critically acclaimed thrillers like Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, and Mulholland Drive,
the Missoula native's movies were known to examine mundane Americana with a dark surrealism.
But his most influential contribution may have been when he turned to television, initially co-creating two seasons of the mystery drama Twin Peaks. Film critic and director Chip Hansen says without Twin Peaks, we may not have episodic programs like The X-Files or Stranger Things that brought dark mysteries to small town settings.
That's ABC's Danny New. The sports world also in mourning after legendary Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker died at the age of 90, also known for his roles in the Major League movies. So now a portable version of chicken noodle soup. Progresso's launched a hard candy flavored just like chicken noodle soup. The company's calling it soup you can suck on. Hard candy's available online for the rest of January. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito.
Buddy it up with a honey buddy.
Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ehlen. Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature have announced their first bill package of 2025. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer said the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives bill package would lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites and help uplift working families and seniors. The Department of Health Services confirms a pediatric flu death in Wisconsin. DHS says respiratory illness activity is currently high in Wisconsin, and emergency department visits due to flu and respiratory viruses have also increased. DHS encourages everyone 6 months and older to get vaccinated against the flu and COVID-19. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will host 5 career fairs across the state over the coming weeks. The first is tomorrow in Eau Claire, followed by stops in Oshkosh, Milwaukee, Fitchburg, and Woodruff. Ted Ehlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha, when she turned 26 and lost her parents' insurance, and Elena, when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm Radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito.
Buddy it up with a honey buddy.
Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, windy, and warmer today with a few flurries or a little freezing drizzle this afternoon. We'll get to 38 for a high today. Tonight, it gets a lot colder, down to 5 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 8. And then we drop below zero, and we're going to stay below zero through at least Tuesday afternoon. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
track. There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire. Walk right through it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there.
Today, one big country star after another. Real Country, 1430.
I start every day with a smile on my face and the feel of a kiss on my lips. When the world plays too rough, I can find a healing touch. Life's never been better than this.
That's what I get for loving you. Heaven's right here in my hands. A dream that is real and a heart that beats true. That's what
walked outside the lines. I only thought of myself. Then you set me down, turned my head around. Now I put you before everything else.
That's what I get for loving you. Heaven's right here in my hands. A dream that is real and a heart that beats true. That's what I get for
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Diamond Rio, and that's what I get for loving you here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 20s, upper 30s today, and then the bottom falls out of our temperatures. It's going to be a very, very cold weekend starting on Saturday, and actually will continue really through Wednesday of next week. And we'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. We'll also have Dana Cole in with USDA's Ag Marketing Service about the federal milk market order referendum being approved. So we'll have an interview with her here coming up this hour. Later on tonight, high school basketball. Oh, we got a doozy for you. Durand, Arkansas, Colfax, and girls basketball. We'll have that game for you tonight with the AdventHealth Panther preview at 7 and tip-off at 7:15. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. And our topic is going to be setting up calves for success. And this was presented by Dr. Raphael Lucidi, looking at such things as timing of the year. Dairy calves are born year-round, which is an advantage over beef animals, basically calve in the winter. The availability of feed, lots of feed available, usually farmers will control that one here. Air quality can be a real factor depending where the housing is occurring as well. The pathogens that will challenge these young calves for success will be E. coli, rotavirus, coronavirus, salmonella, and crypto. So certainly there's a whole smorgasbord of challenges out there as well. And one of the real key ones is going to be air quality, making sure we maintain an optimal temperature for these animals and good ventilation as well. One way to try to help these calves out is to make sure we have fresh bedding, especially if they're going into hutches there, a colostrum intake of a gallon per day, and trying to get that temperature in the facility in a thermal neutral zone, which is 60 to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Certainly, another thing is once we get enough colostrum in these calves, we should bleed these calves and check for serum protein targets of over 5.1, and new numbers about 6.0, and we can do that 24 to 48 hours after birth, and the colostrum has been fed as well. We have some tools we can look at. One is vaccines, which basically protect against a pathogen. Antibodies bind up the pathogens. Vaccines are not used much in young calves because of the colostrum antibodies there already. We get good protection from those colostrum antibodies if we get adequate levels into the bloodstream. In studies that have been done, scour prevention is one of the real pluses that we should be looking at here. And, of course, there is a product on the market which basically, or several products, are antibody-driven products that can be given to calves. There was 9 different studies summarized in the presentation, and there were 74,000 head of animals here in these studies, in these 9 different studies. 1,146 were control, 908 received the colostrum antibody early in life as far as that goes. So what this colostrum antibody did, it improved a scour score by 48%, a pneumonia, a reduced pneumonia by 20%, and the primary beneficiary was, when they did some plating, was trying to reduce the impact of rotavirus on these calves. So certainly scours is a real challenge, and there are several different tools we can look at. We talked about colostrum, talked about the housing environment, and perhaps increasing the antibodies into the feeding program as well. The immune response will, if you add these antibodies, will occur very quickly in the first 21 days. That's the half-life of these products in the bloodstream itself. They are very specific, and they will attach to the villi, which, of course, prevents some other bacteria from getting in that we mentioned earlier. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Climate Prediction Center earlier this month announcing a La Nina advisory, and weather impacts are already being felt across the nation. Rod Bain is with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
What year after a first official watch was announced?
During December, we finally saw the ocean reaching the threshold for La Nina in terms of cool water, and we started to see the atmosphere respond to that. So when the official update came out on January 9th, the Climate Prediction Center declared that we are in a La Nina advisory after almost a year of being in a watch situation.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says impacts from La Nina already felt in parts of the country include
our drought across the southwestern United States, including Southern California, where the wildfires are raging. It also includes episodic cold outbreaks that have been plaguing the United States since about mid to late December, and that has also contributed to the wintry weather we've been seeing lately across many parts of the country, especially the central and into the southeastern United States. All of those are pretty consistent with what you would expect during La Nina.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Shop can't-miss deals going on now during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. For a limited time, get a free adjustable stand when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch miter saw. That's a $229 value. Plus, save $680 on a Midea 4-piece kitchen appliance suite. Now just $1,796. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 113 through 124. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion, love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't no thinking thing. Mathematical equations, self-help psychology, gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back.
There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Trace Atkins, and this ain't no thinking thing here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 31 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the February contract is traded down 3 cents to 20.03. March, April, and May all not traded. March at 1988, April 1967, May 1966. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 5 to 189. 40-pound blocks up 6 and 3 quarters to 189. One trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3 and a quarter to 250, 3 and a half. 4 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk steady at 130, 6 and 3 quarters, no trades. Dry whey steady at 73 and 3 quarters. And no trades on the day. Cattle markets and hogs could be mixed today. Now, the livestock complex was fully lower yesterday due to technical selling on overbought conditions. Even though cash cattle sales were $2 higher, there was also some strength as well in some of the pork cutout values. But there was kind of a risk-off type of trade yesterday, but could see a little bit of rebound here today on some short covering. February live cattle opens the day at 196.60, April at 197.67, June at 191.97. January feeder cattle open at 273.45, March at 267.72, April 268.20. February hogs open at 82.30, April at 90.55, May hogs open at 95.30. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn and soybeans are slightly higher. Wheat, though, still moving mostly lower. Now, agriculture markets were pressured yesterday, led lower by soybeans as the market continues to brace for a very large, if not record, production out of South America, as well as what the outlook for agriculture trade may look like as President-elect Trump takes office on Monday. Now, there was a little bit of a weaker dollar, but it wasn't really enough to help some of the wheat markets. Now, early this morning, however, though, a little bit of some technical buying, especially in corn and beans. March, May, and July, corn all up 1 1/4 this morning. March at 475 and 3/4, May 484 and a quarter, July 487 and a quarter, new crop down 1/4 to 452 and a half. March beans up 3 3/4 to 10.22 3/4. May and July up 3. May at 10.34 1/2. July 10.45 3/4. New crop up 3/4 to 10.21 1/2. March soybean meal up 60 cents to 2.95. March soybean oil up 29 cents to 45.32. Chicago wheat March down 1 1/2 to 5.36. May down 1 1/4 to 5.48 1/4. Minneapolis wheat higher this morning. March up 3 3/4 to 5.85 1/4. May up 4 to 5.95 1/2. Energy markets this morning. February crude oil up 20 cents to 78.88. March up 14 cents to 77.90. February gas steady at 212. March also steady at 215. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 425, February 425, March also 425, and new crop at 393. Cash beans at 934, February 934, March 934. 9:52 and New Crop at 9:31. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash February and March corn 434 and a half, New Crop 402 and three quarters, Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 441, February 441, April 445, New Crop 404. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 419, New Crop 402, cash beans 939, New Crop 945. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 426, New Crop 403, cash beans 934, New Crop at 931. Red Wing Grains cash March corn at 447, April 457, May 459, and New Crop 413. Meanwhile, March beans 984, April 994, May 997, and New Crop 962. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 422, February 6, New Crop 394, cash beans 942. February 943, New Crop 948. Cattle markets from Equity, a beef fed cattle 178.50 to 212.50. Holstein fed cattle 150 to 185.50. Market cows 85 to 123. Bulls 114 to 153. Calves 800 to 1100. Beef steers 95 to 385. Holstein steers 175 to 360. Sheep markets, market lambs 185 and down. Light lambs 245 and down. Ewes 95 and down. Rams 125. Five and down. Goat markets, does 200 and down, bucks 180 and down. Meanwhile, at Sombrota, finished beef steers 192 to 211, finished beef heifers 192 to 206, finished dairy steers 171 to 185, market cows 100 to 125, market bulls 126 to 174. Meanwhile, hog markets at Sombrota, market hogs at 54 to 78, light sows 49.50 to 57.75, heavy sows 55 to 57.75, and boars 23.50 to 26.50. That's Check of Markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours, so it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, hearing little cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
She never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Sounded like airplanes, but I knew she was a jewel in the sky. She had a 455 rocket, biggest block of light. I couldn't hardly wait just to take my turn. She was made for the straightaway. Up, hey, Chevrolets, she's a rocket, she was made to burn. Well, whose junk pile piece of Chevelle is this? You boys come here to race or just kiss? Now don't you wanna know what I got underneath my hood? I know she might sound like she's missing, buddy, she can teach you a lesson in just a quarter mile. Now smoke you good in my 455 rocket, the kind of police drive. I couldn't hardly wait just to take my turn. She was made for the straightaway. Chevrolets, she's a rocket, she was made to burn. I'm telling you, I ain't ashamed. I cried when that record came. Whiskey, I thought I heard the angel sing. Sounded like the Beach Boys. Hit the curve and began to sail. Took out most of the safety rail. Even the cop asked me, man, what'd you have in that thing?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. And joining us this morning, Dana Cole, Deputy Administrator of USDA's Agriculture Marketing Services Dairy Program. Had a chance to talk with Dana on Thursday of the Dairy Strong Conference. And of course, the big news, the referendum for the federal milk market order changes approved. And thank you to our sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Synergy Co-op, Amplify Health Mondovi, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anibis Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. Dana, okay, the referendum got approved. So now what?
We are delighted the referendum was approved. The final rule, which contains the regulatory language has been published in the Federal Register today, and it will become effective June 1st. With the exception of the milk composition factors, which will become effective on December 1st. So we're delighted to have this rule out. It will provide the industry with, you know, information going forward as they plan in 2025. They know what the changes are, and they know how to move forward and plan for that. So we're delighted to have it forward, and we're truly appreciative of the entire industry for taking time to really engage in the process. This is a transparent process. It's a process that involves the industry input. It's industry driven. It's industry requested. And, you know, we had over 65 dairy farmers who participated in the 49-day hearing we had. And it was really, you know, important to hear from those dairy producers. And so we're just delighted to be moving forward and give the industry some certainty as to, you know, where we can head in 2025.
So Dana, one of the biggest issues with this has been the changes in the make allowance. And I guess talk a little bit about that, those changes of the theory or the thinking behind changing the make allowances the way that they've been changed.
So, you know, details on exactly how we changed them are contained in the decision. But in essence, the original beginnings of going to this hearing was a discussion of the make allowances. The last time they were updated was in 2008. And, you know, this is really a difficult process because, you know, when you're looking at pricing, it has an impact all across the sector. And so during the hearing process, what we did was we received in evidence and testimony from multiple participants on all sides of the issue. And for us at USDA, it's always challenging because the purpose of the Federal Orders Program, one of them is to set minimum prices. Of course, we're also here, and one of the key things that we do is to enforce payment of those minimum prices as well as the payment dates. So we're really looking to ensure that we're setting a fair minimum price. And what we, you know, had to do is look at what was proposed. Obviously, nobody got exactly what they asked for. So, you know, we looked at both sides and evaluated and weighed out what we thought the sweet spot was going to be, if you will, in making those changes, because we recognize the significant impact that it has when we make any changes within the federal order system. So, you know, after extensive analysis and extensive input from the industry, we really determined that where we came out is, you know, about as good as we can get. And I say that because right at the moment, there is no mandatory cost survey, and that is one of the issues that the industry is looking to address in the Farm Bill, and USDA does not have authority at this time to gather any of that cost survey information. So we will wait and see how the industry progresses with that, and then, you know, that would provide us a more specific data point. But based on the information we had and our analysis of it, I think, you know, we came up with a good sweet spot there that helps to establish a fair minimum price for everybody.
We're talking with Dana Cole. She's Deputy Administrator with USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service Dairy Program. Again, changes, the referendum for the Federal Milk Market Order changes did pass on this Thursday when we were at Dairy Strong Conference. Dana, that mandatory cost analysis, so if that would be put in the Farm Bill and the Farm Bill's passed, that could change then that make allowance, because now USDA is going to have to get, will they get that price point or those cost analysis from every co-op or only co-ops in the order system?
So the way that it has been discussed, and again, this is all dependent upon what is actual language that is contained in the Farm Bill, but what it would be looking at is doing a survey maybe every 2 years and gathering information from all sectors of the processing community for the products that are contained within the minimum price formulas. So we'd be looking at butter, cheese, whey, non-fat dry milk, and looking across the board, potentially one thought that people have mentioned is that the entities that are required to submit mandatory price information under the Dairy Mandatory Reporting Program would be the same individuals who would most likely, submit mandatory cost survey information, so that you would ensure you have a good cross-section of the entire industry there. So again, it's dependent on what they contain in the farm bill. Now, the interesting point that I need to mention is, while we may implement the mandatory cost survey if we're provided that ability and authority in the farm bill, then it would be up to the industry to determine if the results of that survey were to be looked at and a hearing held to incorporate that into the federal system. So the key thing here is, even if we begin a cost survey, it does not mean that those changes would automatically be implemented. There would have to be a hearing process, because that's what is required for us to do when we make any kind of price changes, which is important for the entire industry, so that everybody has an opportunity to participate and is very transparent in what is being considered.
Talking with Dana Cole, she is the Deputy Administrator of USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service, the Dairy Program, as we talk about changes with the Federal Milk Market Order System. That referendum was approved when we were here on Thursday at the Dairy Strong Conference. Dana, I know there was a lot of talk about the system. Folks go to the store and they say, geez, cheese is $8 or milk is $8 a gallon. And they don't understand that. What do you mean the farmers are getting so little? But the system has to, we have to have something. Otherwise, if it gets too out of control, nobody would buy anything. And, well, then we would have even a bigger issue.
So currently, I know there have been discussions about the fact of the correlation of the milk price to what the consumer is paying in the grocery store. We at USDA do not have any authority or any input into what that final price is to the consumer. And we don't have the ability to, establish any provisions related to that. That is something that is merely handled through the retail space. And if that were something that the industry wanted, there would need to be, legislation put forward to give USDA some kind of authority to do that. We do provide retail price information in our voluntary dairy market news so that, people can be aware of what those prices are, but we do not have any ability to have influence or any part of what that retail price is.
So again, we have those changes coming with the system. Again, give those dates of when things will start to actually, farmers are going to start to see things potentially in milk checks and that sort of thing.
So again, all aspects of the final rule will be implemented on June 1st, with the exception of the milk composition factors, and those changes will be seen beginning December 1st. And the dates that of the effectiveness are based off of industry input into the need for USDA to recognize that producers and processors are using various risk management tools and to give them sufficient time to make their business adjustments. So that's what will happen. So June 1st and December 1st are some key dates.
Keep those in mind, dairy farmers. Again, that's Dana Cole. She is Deputy Administrator with USDA's Agriculture Marketing Services Dairy Program. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
One final day of mild temperatures in our ag weather forecast as an Arctic front will begin to move through today. It will bring falling temperatures later this afternoon and dangerously cold temperatures and wind chills from Saturday evening through Tuesday morning. Now, northwest winds gusting to 40 to 45 miles are possible this afternoon. and it looks like no significant precipitation chances are expected over the next 7 days. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs near 40, south winds at 10 to 15, shifting to the west at 10 to 20 this afternoon. For tonight, mostly cloudy, becoming much colder, a low of 4 above, northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35 to 40. For Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, a high of 10 above, northwest winds at 10 to 20. Saturday night, mostly cloudy and cold, a low of 11 below, with northwest winds at 10 to 15. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 3 below, northwest winds at 10 to 15. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 12 below. For Martin Luther King Day, mostly sunny, a high of 5 below. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low of 15 below. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy, a high of 4 above. Things slowly begin to warm up by Wednesday, mostly cloudy, with a high near 20.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Fences confine livestock, but they also limit where wildlife can find habitat. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The right kind of fencing will serve both types of animals well as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
The best fence for wildlife is no fence at all, but we have livestock to manage. Unfortunately for wildlife, fences tend to restrict their movement and access to habitat. The creatures can run into serious trouble when they try to cross. Ken Morgan is a private lands coordinator with the Colorado Division of Wildlife. He says the most hazardous fence from a wildlife point of view is one that's in disrepair.
Barbed wire that has become unlatched from the fence posts curl up and animals inadvertently get tripped up in them. It's just like a snare at that particular point and they get fouled up. Deer and elk and pronghorn oftentimes can get their antlers tangled up in loose wire of that nature.
Woven wire stock fence is detrimental to young wildlife that can't follow their mothers over the fence. The babies are left behind. Birds collide with wire fences they can't see, breaking wings and becoming entangled. When deciding on a fence, consider what kind of wildlife are in your area. Morgan says the friendliest fences are visible and allow wild animals to easily jump over or slip under them. He recommends a four-strand stock fence.
Our design includes a bottom smooth wire 16 inches from the ground, and then two strands of barbed wire above that, and then a smooth wire that would be 12 inches from the middle wire to the top wire, and then a high visibility PVC cover at the top. So a smooth wire at the bottom and a smooth wire at the top, and a 42-inch maximum height for all four strands together.
Help wildlife go through seasonal migration by removing sections of the fence or dropping it down so they can travel undisturbed. They'll move along the length of the fence looking for an opening. Find more tips for wildlife fencing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the ban on TikTok in the